escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's always right. He's the lead NBA writer at NBC Sports. His name is Kurt Helin. He joins us here on The Fan. Kurt, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to getting through the end of free agency and summer league so my vacation can start. And I'm telling you now, it ain't Michigan. So.
Oh, okay. Well, where is your vacation? Where are you going?
Actually, because of some stuff, we had to kind of tweak our plans this year. So we're just kind of staying local, but we're in Southern California. So we're just going down to San Diego for a few days.
Oh, wow.
Nothing too thrilling this year. But San Diego's
beautiful.
Good sandy beaches. Good sandy beaches, like the cleanest city in America, too. It's always fun there.
San Diego's the only place where I've been like, I want to live there when I'm like 70 or 75 or so, that I spent 3 days there like 20 years ago. And I'm like, that's what I'm doing when I'm 75, as I become a snowbird and spend my summers here and winters elsewhere.
That's a smart call. It is a really beautiful city with like I said, just a lot of opportunities and options and great weather. So and a mediocre baseball team, if you want it.
And that's what it is. So, Kurt, we got one, too, though. So, not to brag, ours is just as mediocre as the Padres are right now. Kurt, let me ask you, why we wanted to have you on was we saw your report yesterday, obviously talking about LeBron. Can you give us some detail into the Cavs' lack of interest in LeBron?
I was told that they weren't, actually, I said lack of interest might be a strong word, but strong way of phrasing, but they're just not that motivated to jump into this. That everybody's kind of waiting to see how this plays out with LeBron and the Lakers and what the dynamic is there. The Lakers, it's the first time in LeBron's career that he isn't the focus of the team's offseason and keeping him happy isn't. Like the Lakers are shifting, but I was told that Cleveland, look, if the price is, and frankly, I think it's this way, if the price is Darius Garland and DeAndre Hunter or whatever you've got to do to match that salary, man, you just got 15 years older, and did you really get better? As much as bringing LeBron home is nostalgic and all that, if Darius Garland doesn't have turf toe during the playoffs, this might be very different, and I don't know that they're that eager to switch things up. If the price is right, they'll do it, but I'm not sure they're jumping at it.
Is the reluctance a little bit of, I guess, the other things that come with LeBron? You have a locker room that is, you know, they're very kumbaya. They're very zen. You like each other. They're nice, great guys. Do they worry about, bringing a LeBron in with Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell, who's already the leader of the team? And do they feel like that could kind of, I don't know, put a little bit of a little bit of artificial timetable in what they want to do?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, like I said, the problem with switching is, hey, first off, wherever LeBron, you guys know this, wherever LeBron goes, LeBron is the culture, right? LeBron is the locker room culture. And that can be a good thing in some cases. Frankly, the Lakers could benefit from LeBron pushing DeAndre Ayton this year to actually, you know, care for even half the games. If in an established locker room where you like, where you have a pecking order, it's kind of a different vibe. And so there is that bringing it in. And again, you're talking about the short-term gain. Like, you've got a team set up to contend for, I don't want to say the foreseeable future, but things are short in today's second apron at NBA. So you've got a team that can contend for a few years. If you bring in LeBron, you get 1 to 2 seasons, and he's still a top 10 player in the league, probably be a top 12, 15 player in the league this year at age 41. But that, you know, you don't have him for long. And then, so you're really shortening and tightening the timetable, bringing him in.
I guess I would wonder, how long does this Cavs core have together anyway, though? Like, if you think about the salaries and just how much they're going to balloon in the next couple of years, it's not like you have a long runway anyway.
That part is true. Like, I don't think anyone has a long runway. Even like Oklahoma City may be set up better than anybody for that. And frankly, later this summer, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren are going to get their massive extension on top of Shea's, and they're going to have, even they with, I forget the exact number, but I think it's 4,685 draft picks in the next 7 years. like you're going to have to start shedding salary. They're not going to be able to keep Caruso. They're not going to be able to keep Hartenstein. Like that, and that's a team that's kind of perfectly set up for this. Everybody is going, your window's just going to be short. You're not going to have the kind of dynasties that you were able to, just because guys are going to get paid, and it's not even greed. Like, guys are going to get paid what they're worth, and you're not going to be able to do it.
When you take a look at what the Cavs are, and, you know, if you do get LeBron, and you talked about LeBron and how, you know, does it move the needle or not? If you bring LeBron back, depending on what goes out, is the calculus saying, okay, if we do bring LeBron back and we don't have to give up, say it's DeAndre Hunter and Jared Allen or something like that, and you're able to keep a Darius Garland, is that enough for them to say, okay, well, we feel like we can be the prohibitive favorites in the East, as well as win against OKC? Or are you looking at it as, well, you're probably going to win the East at staying pat with the moves you just made now, so why don't we just stay where we're at?
I think that's the calculus. If it comes to this, I think that becomes the calculus. A, look, personally, I'm not a big fan of giving up Garland, because I just think he was fantastic last year, and the playoffs were unfortunate. But if you could do it with Jared Allen and Hunter and whatever other, in the Lakers kind of need a center, and Jared Allen is a pretty good center, man. like maybe you could talk them into this with the right setup, then I'd have to consider it. The thing is, it's funny. I was just putting together last night for the first time for next year. I just like, let's rank the teams in the East and kind of put them. It is Cleveland one. Cleveland should be on top of everyone's list. The only other team I would even put on the, man, if things go, maybe if everything goes right, they could be a contender tier in the East, is New York. Now that they're coached by the obviously brilliant Mike Brown, they that's a good team. And then you get to Orlando, who I really like as an up and coming team, but they're kind of up and coming, and I like their off season. Atlanta had a really good off season. You're kind of into this second tier of teams. I think you're right there anyway. So it really comes down to me, like, if you're going to bring LeBron back, assuming he's leaving, it's a matter of price. And I don't, you know, Jarrett Allen and good role players are one thing. To me, Garland, who's an all-star and, again, 15 years younger, is a different animal.
Kurt Helan, lead NBA writer at NBC Sports, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. So let me ask you, do the Cavs give LeBron then the best chance of actually getting a title?
If LeBron wants to win, if he's going to lead the Lakers to contend, you want to get out of the West. And I don't mean like, I mean, just get out of the West, because even if he were able to, I don't know, go to Houston or whatever, like, you've still got to get through Oklahoma City. And by the way, Denver has a really good offseason, and they've still got Jokic, and they took OKC 7 games. And then you go on. The West is just deeper right now, where if you move to the East, even certainly this season, this coming season, because of the injuries, and even next season a little bit, the path is just, it's cleaner. And so I think that, so yes, in the end, Cleveland's the place where you go where if winning another ring is what his real biggest priority is, then Cleveland's probably the best place to go.
Let me ask you this question. This is, you know, speculating, obviously. You know, we don't know. We can't get inside of LeBron's head. But do you think he's at this point comfortable with his legacy? And the reason I ask, because if he's comfortable with the place he's at, then I guess, you know, whatever, he can stay in L.A. and finish out or wherever he wants to go. He's already played with his son. But if he's insecure a little bit about the whisperings of where he's at in the pecking order, I think that might drive him to go some other places to try to see if he can win another ring. Where do you think he's at mentally with his career?
That's a really good question, because publicly he's, of late anyway, out here in L.A., he's been very much the calm, like, no, man, I'm not worrying about that. I just want to keep contending. I want to play meaningful games kind of thing. But he's always been somebody who's thought about legacy. And it's a really good question, because you can call it a two-person legacy, or you can put him on a tier and you can throw Kareem and whoever else you want in that mix. But, like, he's in this very top echelon. And how much does bringing another ring help that versus all the other contributing factors? Like, I don't know that he's moving his family and his back to Akron again for a year. You know, if they're staying here, does he want to go, or is this more of a Chris Paul situation where he's not with his family full time? And how does he feel about that? Like, there's all those other life decisions that you and I and everybody listening would have to go through if we were talking about moving our family or moving ourselves halfway across the country. Like, there's all these other factors, and I'm not totally sure where he is on that. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not sure internally if he's, I think he'd be happy to finish his career with the Lakers, but it's a weird situation for him. He's not been, they're transitioning and he's not the center of the show anymore. And that's really different for him.
Yeah, no question. Kurt, it's been fantastic. We appreciate the insight as always. You're almost there at vacation. Huh? You're so close.
All I've got to do is get through melting in Las Vegas for a week and then, you know, and we're good.
All right. We'll enjoy it. Thank you, Kurt.
Appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right, good stuff right there. Kurt Heelan, of course, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're going to react to what he had to say. Do the Cavs give LeBron the best chance at a title, and how much does that matter to LeBron at this point? We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your tweets. Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's Jonathan Pito and Garrett Bush, Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. The way that he had it phrased was almost as if Darius Garland's skill set was of what LeBron currently is, and that's just not even close. LeBron's still really good. He averaged 25-8-8 last year.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into the assessment that, you know, the Cavs don't need LeBron, or and I just think sometimes that we get in our feelings a little bit because LeBron has left twice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, if he wanted to really be here, we are very, if you don't want to be here, don't be here centric type people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we carry that on our sleeves. We don't like when people leave. We want people that are going to be here. But more than I want people to be here, I want to win. And when you talk about LeBron still being a top 10 player, there's a different level of intensity that he brings to your organization. And for what we're talking about, the Cavs, it isn't their skill set. We talked about it's the Cavs' willingness to fight, the Cavs' willingness to have the intensity.
Yeah, like Terry Pluto was on yesterday with the morning show, and they asked him, like, can you learn how to be tougher, basically? And he went through example after example of different ways that he's seen in covering Cleveland sports over a million years about guys that have become tougher. Now, he used a lot of baseball players. He used guys like CeCe, for instance. But, yeah. Why wouldn't that be able to translate? And getting around someone like LeBron, I mean, forget about the actual skill set for a second. Just being around LeBron, there's no way that doesn't give you a different mindset, a different focus, a different everything else.
Yeah, it's one of those. And I think a lot of people, when they say they don't want certain people, it's not that they don't want their certain skill set. It's like they don't like the pressure that comes along with it. We talked about Shedeur Sanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't want to take Shedeur Sanders because they were like, well, I might have to have like this scrutiny and people watching me. And people are going to want him to play, and people want to talk about him, and I don't want that headache. And a lot of people are like, I don't want the same headache that comes with LeBron, because, it's going to be talked about like this is a championship or bust type atmosphere, right? Like, yeah. Who can handle
it? And it will be. The moment you make a trade for LeBron, that trade that we're talking about involving Garland, involving Allen, you're not title or bust, but you're about as close to title or bust as you can get.
And that's the talking point now.
Which is fine. That should be the elevated expectation, shouldn't be something to run from. You should be like, thank goodness we have these expectations, because that means we are the best team in the East. We are the team that people are coming for. You should embrace that. You should wrap your arms around it.
And I go back and listen to this, and this is, I think the further and further we get away from the season, we tend to do this when it comes to the Cavs. We tend to just, we go from we're upset to, okay, well, it wasn't that bad. Listen, it's not just about last year.
I'm still upset.
I still am too. It's not just about last year.
But you're right. People are rewriting it. They're starting to tell themselves it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. We're one toe injury away. You weren't one toe injury away. What are you talking about? You guys, you got beat 4-1 the prior season with the Celtics. You got beat 4-1 the prior season against the Knicks. Mm-hmm. What did you lose? 4-1 Like, these are different. This is Indiana, New York, and Boston. By the way, in the play-in game, when you had an opportunity against the Hawks, you lost the play-in game because you couldn't stop Trae Young on your court.
Yeah, they won the Nets game, lost the Hawks game. Yeah.
So my thing is, where have you grown enough? And Donovan Mitchell sitting on that bench over there by himself is him internalizing, do we got what it takes? Because this is the same thing. We're getting beat up. Because at this point, the legacy is on him. He's the best player. They're looking at him. He has the most.
Donovan?
Yeah. He has the most to gain.
Well,
I've
gotten in arguments now there for the past couple of days with people suggesting that Donovan would take this as some sort of, insult to try to even go after LeBron, or he wouldn't be welcoming to have LeBron. And I think that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Like, you tell me Donovan, who's never made it out of the second round, isn't going to welcome and open his arms to having LeBron and James on his team? What are we talking about?
It's like no disrespect to nobody, but if they wanted to bring Stephen A. Smith in, give him and I'm like, you know what? It's disrespectful. Stephen A. Smith is here. I'm going to take all them ratings. You know how my
That's
take
right.
My
You're
take's
right.
going to be crazy.
Rising tides lift all boats, right?
I'm over here.
We're all getting some ratings.
I'm like, let me get these notes together. I need to rebuttal this. I know. Hey, what's that rundown, Jonathan? Yeah, give me that early. I need to. What are you talking about? You got a chance to win at the highest level, and you don't need LeBron? Come on, man. I don't know where this comes from, man. I don't get it. Like, you don't just turn down that. And by the way, the Cavs are the best chance for LeBron to win the championship.
That's what we're asking. Do the Cavs give LeBron the best chance for a title? And I like that Kirk kind of put it out there. All right, if I rank them as the number one team in the East, is this the reality? And we got to throw every team in the mix here, right? So I'll give credence to the idea that if he goes to Dallas, he's there with AD, who we played with. He's there with Kyrie, who we played with. Obviously, they got Cooper Flagg. They have Klay Thompson as well. But Jason Kidd, he's got a relationship with him. He was the assistant coach when LeBron won that bubble title. Like, there's a lot there, but you're in the West. The West isn't very good. But how about this Knicks team? Let's go back to the East here. If he's on the Knicks, and let's say the trade doesn't involve Kat, doesn't involve Jalen Brunson. So you got Brunson, you got Kat, and LeBron.
They going to
shut it down?
They shut it down.
I mean, like,
you're not
like
winning.
Yeah, and that's another side of this too that I find interesting as well. If you get LeBron in a trade, you're then blocking a team like the Knicks that we're talking about from acquiring LeBron and shutting it down as well.
So, and here's what I want to say for the Cavs people that say they don't need him. Okay, well, let him go to the Knicks. You're not winning. You're not. First of all, you didn't beat the Knicks when they had nobody on their squad.
Yeah, when it was Mitchell Robinson. Then.
And what's the little left-hand guy they had that used to play for Duke? I don't even know his name no more. Is he in the league?
Okay.
What's his name? Used to play with Zion Williamson.
R.J. Barrett.
R.J. Barrett gave you buckets. They jettisoned him. R.J. Barrett gave you buckets and Brunson. You going to tell me you going to give him Cat? You going to give him Brunson still? They still got Mitchell Robinson that's smacking Jared Allen up and down the court. What are you doing? Like, you're not beating that team.
No, I mean, if LeBron ends up with the Knicks, they have to instantly be the East favorites. So you see how this works both ways. It's not only just watching him go to a different team, and while you don't do anything in the process and you don't shake the snow globe and mix it up at all, it's than watching another team get that much better.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to deal with the fact that, look, Darius Garland, if it's between Donovan Mitchell and Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland, Darius Garland is already an odd man out when it comes to it. He's a max player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a max player, guys. So if it comes between, okay, well, we need to keep somebody, somebody has to...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Move because of the second apron and salad crap. Who's the first dude off the boat?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to have to move him regardless. I wouldn't move him for free. But if you're talking about an opportunity to win a championship with a shortened window, I think for LeBron, it makes the most sense in Cleveland.
It makes the most sense because it's a team that already has finals aspirations before you even add LeBron to the mix. And then you add LeBron to the mix. I just wonder how many teams this extends off to.
He has a young big man that's a defensive player of the year. A shot blocker, rim protector, mm-hmm. and Evan Mobley.
And by the way, I don't think it gets in the way of Evan Mobley the way that some people do.
No. Donovan Mitchell is a guy that is your bona fide assassin scorer. He can carry the heavy load. He has the same mentality of he's going to go out there and play there. I think those two guys would mesh very well. And you still have a plethora of shooters around. It works. Like, if I'm LeBron, I'm like, listen, those guys could do the heavy lifting.
So now we've hit this part of the segment, though, where I'm looking around and I'm wondering if it's just the two of us that are insane or Probably. Whether or not. Okay, because I feel like there's a lot of people that were big mad on that old Twitter.com website and they were getting ready to. Yeah, I get it. Cavs fan 6969's got a lot of opinions on this topic. But I just don't see how anyone can look at it as a nonsensical thing to add LeBron James to your roster.
Yeah, I think it's more coming from a feeling of their feelings. They're a little hurt.
Or maybe they just look at it and say it's not happening, so why even bother? Where Brian Windhorst has unlocked that door and said there's every possibility that he does get traded, but I think a lot of people are still thinking it's we're just out here in fantasy land until you actually see something happen.
Yeah, and plus,
people don't like to entertain the fantasy. You and me do. We do. We like to dive into that world, and we will go down that path. But for a lot of people, it's just a non-starter because they just can't live in a world where it even comes to fruition.
I think you and me are correct a lot. There is a lot of shadow rooms and conversations. Go back and look out about how LeBron came back the first time.
We're just looking to see how involved the Cavs have been in all of these other trade discussions and free agent discussions. Yesterday, you had the report from Shams. They were involved in DeAndre Ayton. Okay, didn't see that coming out of anywhere. How about the Kevin Durant rumors?
With Darius Garland and Kevin Durant thing, that was wild.
Did anybody have that on their bingo card? I certainly didn't. And then you find out these things after the fact. Like, I think there are things happening in some of these shadowy rooms that you talk about.
And by the way, I think LeBron understands that this is not a coincidence that he did a podcast with Kevin Durant.
Oh, no, not at all. Did you listen to that podcast?
Yes, yes.
I did, too. A lot of butt kissing, man.
Yeah, a lot of you the guy, you the best scorer I've ever seen.
I mean, it was a little much like, for me.
And you know what LeBron basically said? Hey, listen, the Rockets are very good. They couldn't beat the Nuggets. The Lakers couldn't beat the Nuggets. They're still intact.
Yeah.
They couldn't beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. Those guys still have and the guys that they got and Julius Randle. There's a lot of teams in the Western Conference that are very good squads. And I don't think LeBron looks at his Lakers team, even with Luka, as a team that can get past these guys. If you can come over to the East and hang out, and the only thing you got to do is beat the Knicks,
mm-hmm.
and you're LeBron, and you're like, I own the Knicks. I dominate in Madison Square. Why would I not go over here, post up? And now, if he was a smart man, he would understand. If your time to catch Jordan is now, the time is now, bro. If you want to pass it up this year, you might want to go ahead and figure things out. Because right now, I think this is a perfect opportunity for him to put himself in the best chance to win championships. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think it would be possible at this
LeBron,
age.
Fire up a Red Bull. You're staying up late tonight. Figure out a path to Cleveland. Let's make this happen. 216-474 to below 92. Adam in Lakewood up next. What's up, Adam?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. What's up, Adam?
Man, you guys are lining right up with my point of view. Guys, I got to tell you, 2025 was the year for LeBron to come here because we would have accommodated his wishes with Bronny Jr. I firmly believe we would be well beyond the second round. And I don't know now. To get LeBron now, we have to give up some pieces. Correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we have the pieces to give up.
So, see, in 2025 was the perfect year to do it. And in your point of view, my thoughts are, Mr. James, he's not on a championship train anymore. Here's my thought, sir. If he had came last year, he's looking at, obviously, our great team he could join. He's looking at a legit shot to get to six championships. And with his age and our talent, we can manage his time. It would have just been great. And I don't think he's on the desire to win championships.
So, Adam, I get your point, and I appreciate you. He's got to get on that timeline, because if he's not, what the hell is he doing? Like, we let you, G. Bush, we let you in many ways as an NBA community. We said, fine, you want to go to Los Angeles, you want to make Space Jam 2 so nobody can watch it and we can all critique how bad it is, you want to get on your podcast ventures and you want to go all Hollywood, go right ahead. But as long as he was winning titles, we were accepting of it and saying, at least you're going for it. Now that the Lakers, as of this moment, aren't really in the championship window, they're trying to set things up for Luka, we do get to turn around and say, what the hell are you doing, LeBron?
Yeah, I think, and I asked the question, when we had our guests on, I said, hey, listen, do you think he's still in that mode? I happen to think LeBron James is in that mode. And the reason, maybe for a couple of years he wasn't. I think he wanted to ride the thing out with Bronny James, but I didn't ever foresee Luka Doncic going to L.A. I don't think no one saw that in the crystal ball.
Right.
That changed the trajectory.
Right, and it was no longer his design team either. When it was him and AD, he had to feel ownership of that.
Now, how much of a farewell tour are you really going to get like that? Like, it's not like You know, Kobe was there when he got his farewell tour, and they weren't really a championship caliber team. He just rolled off into the sunset.
But he was cool just throwing up 30 shots a night and just getting as many points as he possibly could, and it was what it was.
And LeBron tried to throw that out there, and I think that people was like, listen, bro.
We gotta expect more out of LeBron than we do Kobe in this instance.
Nah, bro. It's about these rings, and you still playing like a top 10 player. But what are we doing here? You're not winning in
LA. I just don't believe him because you're not the person that when you went to Miami, all you did was talk about the rings. You're not the person that made all these different declarations and decided to chase the ghost of MJ and make that the line that you used to then be like, I don't really care about the rings now.
No, I think he's reignited some of those thoughts and fire, and he's looking at it like now, like, well, if I really wanted to go over here to the East, I think I can really catch this dude.
He can. He knows it. The door's wide open. 216-474 to below 92. Do the Cavs give LeBron the best chance of a title? We'll continue with your phone calls, continue with your tweets and your reaction. Garrett Bush, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys right here on Afternoon Drive.
I have LeBron as the best player, like the best player ever. And some of the arguments that people use, these tired old arguments about like Jordan, first of all, if you're born in the 90s, don't tell me nothing about Jordan.
Okay.
Like, it's a lot of these young dudes.
Now, are we hitting that age?
Yeah.
We're hitting that age now where, like, cause I remember growing up in this industry, me and you, we'd sit there and we'd do all these pregame shows and everything. And then we would, you'd always be like, there was a certain ball player that was brought up, but you hadn't seen them play. It's like, Well, you can't discredit me for that. YouTube exists. I can watch these guys.
I could go back and pull up.
Now that we've gotten a little bit older, we're also like,
hey, listen,
you never watched Pedro in 01. Yeah, you were born in 2002. Yeah, don't tell me about Greg Maddux.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, nah, you can't. Like, you got to think about it. Like, in terms of, you don't want to go down the whole alley of you know, why Michael Jordan isn't great. Michael Jordan is great. But the thing I get a lot is that they discredit LeBron based on rings and winning. And for me, I'm still a competitive person. Like, we're still competitive, like, in what we do. Like, we're still like, oh, man, I just saw them get 30,000 views. I need to get 32. That was a really good take. Man, I get
jealous of sports takes for sure.
All the time.
If I hear a take and I'm like, dang it, I wish I would have thought of that.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's just from you being in the prime of your career and you're competitive and you really want to be the best. Right now, we talked about it. LeBron can look at his squad with DeAndre Ayton and Reeves and even you got Luka. You guys aren't winning anything. And you know that as well as we do.
I think he knows that. I think he's got to know that. And I think that's the point at this understanding of where his career is that everyone's telling him the Lakers don't need you around. It's not like it was a couple years ago where they needed you around. They don't need you around now. They're willing to show you the door. And it won't be perceived as anything short of you wanted a ring. Why is that such a bad thing, by the way? Why is that so bad? If he goes to the Knicks, if he goes to the Cavs, if he comes back home, why is it so bad to be like, I wanted the fairy tale ending. I wanted to add and get another ring, and I wanted to bring joy to a lot of people in Northeast Ohio once again. Why is that so bad?
Hey, by the way, how many? I would actually.
What are you gonna make Space Jam 12? Nobody cares. Nobody watched it. It stunk, LeBron.
I told somebody this. You know, people talk about moving around from different teams or whatever. You know, when my grandfather grew up, you know, you worked at one company. He worked at a steel factory.
And he got the gold watch when he retired?
He got the gold watch when he retired. They gave him a little plaque, and they sent him off on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Everybody done worked at 75 jobs. Hey, do you get any extra credit points when you come home? And you tell your wife, yeah, I've been loyal to this company. Nobody cares about that loyalty.
No, nowadays, if you're at a company for so long, people are like, oh, you shortchange yourself financially.
Yeah, right? Yeah, dude.
Like, now you got a job hop. Every 2 years, you got to find a new spot to go to.
You got
to
keep that.
It's a little different in our industry where it's like job hopping is not really a thing because there's only so many places that you can work. But like in other industries, they're like, if you're there for 2 years, you got to be packing up and going now, or else you're not making any money.
Because they're looking at you like, listen, oh, you're going to go there and you're gonna put all these numbers on the board and your revenue you increased and you're only getting a 2.5% raise. Well, listen, those guys coming out of high school are already getting that. They've already gotten $3,000 more than you even make now.
I've got friends that have doubled their salary in the previous 5 years by just job hopping.
That's it. You got to be going in every 2 years. So why would LeBron stay somewhere where he knows he's not going to win or put himself in an opportunity to be in a winning situation where it's harder? It's easy for him to stay in L.A. It's comfortable. What it is, what it is. But it's hard to come to a place, a city, whether it's Cleveland or New York, and learn the roster, jail, don't kill each other, and still be able to play great basketball and win.
And so, like, earlier in the show, I made this point about Peyton Manning, where I said four different head coaches. He went to four Super Bowls. I think it's, like, the one thing about Peyton Manning that everyone just agrees was awesome and is not likely to be seen anytime in the future, right? I think it separates LeBron from Jordan, the idea if he went to the Knicks, that he did it with so many different cities, four different cities, five rings would be an incredible thing. And that would be what he'd have to, like, kind of lean on. But I think he'd get just as much credit doing this second version of the Cavs and how new and different this is. I think people would look at it. Yes, it's the same city. And yeah, Dan Gilbert's still here. But there's a lot of different pieces. Winning with Donovan and winning with Evan is very different than winning with Kyrie and Kevin Love.
It's a cheat code.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I think one ring in Cleveland equals two. I believe that if he came back one ring in Cleveland again, is worth two. First and foremost, you take a look at the storyline. Second of all, you take a look at saying, well, listen, this is a totally different roster. They did it a different way. And in the fact that you did it again in your hometown and you were able to elevate a team that won 60 some odd games, and everything this year would be about the championship way.
Right, and it'd be learning about LeBron getting his championship DNA on these people that couldn't get it passed. Donovan never made it out of the second round. Got a little bit of that. It was MJ's secret sauce in Space Jam.
Yeah, there it is.
It's this championship DNA that LeBron just puts in a water bottle and keys up, and Donovan drinks it, and all of a sudden is great.
And you start to talk about the lore of, Hey, remember when Kyrie was just a talented point guard, then he turned into assassin at 16.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember Donovan Mitchell was just a, you know, he was.
Some people have Lake effect. We have LeBron effect.
The LeBron effect and the stimulus package on Donovan Mitchell. And then they start to talk about, look at the way Evan Mobley, LeBron is telling them to do this.
They're giving Mac a little bit of a stimulus package just having this conversation.
Get stronger. Let's go. And then you see Evan Mobley. And then if LeBron does gracefully bow out, now Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley talk about, well, you know, it's the championship pedigree, you know, that we've developed here.
So now we hadn't explored that side of things. We've been thinking all sunshine and rainbows. We hadn't explored the idea. Does this damage LeBron at all if he comes here, tries to have Donovan and Mobley and takes them under his wing and they just don't go anywhere?
Oh, no, that's devastating.
Okay.
Let's keep it a buck.
That might make him exit stage left and go to the Knicks instead of the Cavs. Because you come here with this team that won 64 games last year, and all of a sudden you win 57 games, and you still bow out in the second round of the postseason.
No.
And all of a sudden, maybe we're looking at LeBron just a little bit differently.
Nah.
And a lot of people that call in and say, don't get LeBron, will laugh and say they were right the entire time.
There's no way they can gracefully bow. They have to go to the finals. If they get LeBron James, they
must. I'm with you. It would be devastating in many ways if they didn't. But how would LeBron answer for that? I mean, you go to the Knicks, it's easy. It's easy to answer. You go to the Knicks, and you can just talk about, oh, it's a new environment. I was never there. You start making up all sorts of things about how Dolan was running your life. Maybe he takes away your cookies like Pat Riley did. I'm not sure. But you just come up with story after story and be like, no one's won in New York since 1973, and I don't think anyone's going to win there since 2073. Well, you can spin that in a different way. You come back home, a place you've already won, and you don't get the job done?
Let me tell you this, though, too.
That's no bueno, friend.
Let me tell you, he would have to make his mind up. And let me give you a reason why I'm saying he would have to make his mind up. There are some times where LeBron is on L.A. time, and he just decides, I'm not going to play no D right here. I ain't going to get back on defense. I ain't going to do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron would have to come back and get to a point where he would have to say, okay, I've mentally got to check in. I got to, because I'm trying to teach. See, it's different. Like when you're leading by example, it's
right.
Almost like raising. It's a different conversation you can have with your first child who's 19, or having a conversation with your 9-year-old. Like you can afford to say, okay, yeah, I could be a little lax on you. I'm gonna let you figure it out. But the 9-year-old, you don't want them to kill themselves. You're like, listen, you're gonna harm yourself somewhere.
Yeah.
Like so when he gets back to Cleveland, yeah, there's certain things you can do with Luka, but you got to Evan Mobley. You got to lead by example. You have to go back and rush and play hard on defense, because you're not getting LeBron for a whole season. What you're getting him for is that he's gonna make 3 or 4 plays against OKC and SGA that nobody else in the world can make. And that's what puts you over the top.
If I go to a LeBron denier, we've asked for LeBron deniers, and we've got a lot of LeBron supporters now because we're both supporters here. If I go to a LeBron denier, are you comfortable just slamming that takedown in this person's face?
Sure.
I know you are. You better. Don't chicken out on me now.
Hey, listen, what are we talking about?
All right, Wes in Cleveland, you're up next. What's up, Wes?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I wish I could remember the name of the guy that you had on, your professional, that was trying to justify some sort of movement for LeBron James to Cleveland.
Oh, you mean Kurt Heelan?
Okay, fine, yes.
Sure.
Obviously, he and you and no one else knows the league rules. It's impossible. He signed, he opted in to his contract, his option, which means he's guaranteed $50 million. Well, the problem is, the Cavaliers cannot, by league rules, and you should know this. I'm ashamed of you guys.
Wes, you don't know the rule. You don't know the rules correctly. The second apron is it's something that when you make the trade and you can get under the apron, then all of a sudden the rules cease to exist the way that you're presenting them. So it's malleable. It's not written in stone that way. And if you make a trade that gets you under the second apron, then you can still make that trade. Like that's part of the deal, Wes.
So you're telling me that signing a $50 million LeBron James gets you under the apron?
No, Dean Wade getting traded.
No, but other pieces can and other pieces will. It will take some creative thinking. No one's denying that idea, Wes. But the idea that it can't happen is just not true. And I appreciate the phone call, but it's just not true. You can make anything happen in the NBA. If you dream it, you can do it. You can make anything happen, especially with the rules and how punishing they are. I get all that. I understand all that. But as it pertains to the second apron, you can make those rules exist. And it actually, as long as you end up getting under the apron, you can combine all the salaries you want. You can make it as direct as you want. You can do anything you want as long as you eventually do get under there.
Think about the creativeness that the Milwaukee Bucks just did. They just went and got Miles Turner. You're like, how the heck did they do that? Brian Winters was like, what are they? And then they're like, oh, they just waived Damian Lillard and put 5 years of $37 million on our book. Here's the thing I like, though.
Yeah?
I love the fact that we actually sold him on one thing.
What's that?
We sold him, and it wasn't about the fit and how the talent would look.
That's true.
He talked about the
money.
He
wanted to make sure we're just not 3 a.m. drunk playing NBA 2K.
But you notice, if he would have had a problem saying that team was not viable and the team was not going to be able to win a championship or the team is better, he would have said that and led with that. But he led with, it's not possible, so it's a fairy tale. No. I need somebody to firmly tell me that I'm crazy for saying LeBron James adds so much more to this team and the Cavs would be a championship caliber team, and I would think to be the favorites.
The Lead next, right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.